Off the Ball, GAA.
Ewan is actually, he's saying, guys, come out and tell us the facts. Tell us what's happened. We've so much to go on with in Mayo GAA.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Here with Damien Duff after a great 1-0 win against Pats. Damien, sum that up for us.
Deserved for two different reasons. For the first half, being one, how good we were in the ball, how we played through them, the quality we showed on the ball, and obviously summed it up with a brilliant goal. So we deserve to go in at half-time 1-0 up. And then the second half, the other side of football, I'd be the first to say we didn't keep the ball well enough in the second half. We couldn't make four or five passes. So we near on defended for the whole half, 50 minutes. And it's the other side of football, working for each other, trusting your structure, willing to put your body on the line, die for the shirt, die for your teammate. And that's the other reason why we deserve to win the game. So fabulous night for the guys.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, a great defensive display as well. We have Sam Bone come back into the squad after a few weeks out. How great was that defensive display, and how important is that clean sheet now?
Massive, even when before you go on the pitch, you know, you look at the guys in the tunnel, presence, personality, size. And here, Sam hasn't done a lot of training. He wasn't even in the matchday squad the other night, but said got in Saturday, Sunday morning. I was just like, nah, he's starting. Same with Boyd. He hasn't had a lot of training, but I was like, now we're going here with tried and trusted big guys, presence, personality, quality, of course, guys that know the league, and I think it showed tonight.
Yeah, same with Paddy Barrett as well. Was out for a while, came back last Friday, and you can just see his presence on the field, winning aerial duels all over the park, defensive duels, just one of your top quality players. How important is that for a leadership perspective as well?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Here, blind person could even see what Paddy brings. You can just feel it the minute he walks on the pitch. It was down in Cork. We've been waiting 2-3 months for him to come back, and it just like brought an ultra calmness to the guys straight away. We rolled the dice by playing him tonight because fatigue is where he's still at risk to redoing his injury. But again, time waits for no man. We wanted to attack tonight, so we put Paddy out there, and he was immense. So it's wonderful to have him back, along with Sam, along with Boydy, big guys, big players that we've missed this season, and it's important that they stay fit.
Yeah, and just on the sort of title race now going forward, obviously Shamrock Rovers won tonight 2-1 against Drogheda. That leaves them 12 points clear. What are your thoughts now heading into the second half of the season?
Well, listen, it's there for everyone to see. They've been on a wonderful run. You go on a wonderful run this country because so many points are dropped week in, week out. You soon find yourself with a lead. So they've got it. Hats off to them. But as I said last Friday, before and after the game, and tonight before and after the game to my players, I'm not looking at the table at the minute. Sounds bizarre. We know where we are, and it's just attacking each game and just trying, working hard to go on a run of our own.
Yeah, and looking forward as well, European draw tomorrow. How do you feel towards that?
Well, it's obviously Champions League first. So it's amazing opportunity, experience, even watching it. So here we'll try and organise where we watch it together. I'm unsure of the time, maybe 1:30. Amazing for the players. I'm so happy for them. To be in it, but here we can all talk a good game and be really pleased and happy for each other. I want them to go and deliver and give the best account of themselves in Europe this season and make inroads, but first and foremost, not getting carried away. As I've always said, league is for me is your bread and butter. It's the most important thing.
Yeah, and obviously Drogheda today were in the Court of Arbitrary for Sport and have lost their appeals, and I won't be playing in Europe this season. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't know the ins and outs of it. You always hope that common sense will prevail and they're allowed playing it. So good for Kevin. And there are a lot of players up there that I would love to see in it. Players that have tried to sign over the years, maybe players that have let go, but players that I'm really fond of. And even the most recent one, Shane Farrell. I feel for them because they're brilliant guys, Shane and many other lads in the team. So I have to say I'm good for them, and I'm good for the league as well.
Yeah, and just speaking at the end there, your supporters brought you through that game, and I think you're giving them high praise at the end there. How important are they for you and your team?
Jock Steen, we're nothing without the fans, and I think it's more evident than ever. They've been amazing. They've played a big part in the last 4 years of my life. Amazing, brilliant. I love the staff, I love the players, but I love the fans as well. So I was really pleased for them tonight because they've maybe had some disappointing nights. Friday being the most recent, so really pleased for them tonight.
Great, thanks Damien.
Thanks.
Stephen Kenny, disappointing loss tonight for your side. How do you feel after that game?
Yeah, we're disappointed. You know, we second half was waves of attack. You know, we contrast in performances between the first and second half, to be honest. I was disappointed about our first half. Second half, I thought we were absolutely excellent. High degree of technical quality, good individual wing play, a lot of chances, and we just should have taken one. I mean, we didn't manage to take a chance, and that's hurt us, and we're disappointed.
Yeah, you speak of the disappointing second half, but then disappointing first half, sorry, but second half, you were much, much better. Triple substitution at the break helped that?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't, even though we haven't played well in terms of our quality of our passing and chances created in the first half, we've not really conceded any. The goal is a deflected effort. We're disappointed to concede it. And only one and a half chance in the game. So Shelburne didn't really have any opportunities tonight. But the onus on us, the home team, we're beaten here for a year. So we didn't want to lose that record. We're so disappointed to lose it. And the players gave everything to the end. You know, really pushed to the, you know, right to the end. But we just didn't do enough.
Yeah, and you had a flurry of chances there near the end. Saka Pacella came on and made a huge difference, having a shot deflected off the line as well. Talk to me about just sort of how disappointing it is not to be able to take those chances on another night. You'd be walking away with 3 points here.
Yeah, I think we could have won it, definitely won the game, and most certainly should have drawn it. So to lose it is difficult to accept, but that's... it's not a good weekend for us, so we've got to bounce back against Galway on Friday, and tough game against the games are ticking fast, 5 and 14 days, so we've got to go Galway Derry Monday and Cork away on Friday, so tough games, but games to look forward to, and we'll make sure we're ready.
Yeah, and just speaking of that, obviously Shamrock Rovers won tonight, so that's 12 points off the top for you. How do you feel going into the second half of the season now?
Well, I think, you know, Shamrock Rovers obviously have been, you know, the best team. You know, they've obviously had the most consistent run of results. So we've got to just look after ourselves and focus on winning games. I think that's our main objective. It's very competitive with all of the teams, and we have to dust ourselves down and get ready.
Yeah, speaking of games coming thick and fast, you have European draw tomorrow. Are you excited for that? Looking forward to seeing who you get in the first round?
Yeah, it's not at the forefront of my mind at the moment because we've just, you know, we take pride, home form has been, you know, the support, St. Patrick's Athletic support, the team is connected here. We've had a remarkable home form here, and then to lose it, it's disappointing. We'll deal with the European draw, we'll see what it brings. Obviously, an incredible run last year, getting to the playoff. You know, so we'll see who. All the games in Europe are difficult, and we'll see who we get.
Yeah, and obviously, Drogheda were in the Court of Arbitration for Sport today and have lost their appeal, so won't be taking part in Europe this year. What are your thoughts on that?
I think they're very unfortunate, of course, and it seems incredibly harsh considering other clubs are clearly multi-owned that have managed to through administration for administration reasons managed to bypass the rule. That seems to be the case. So they seem to have paid the price for obviously for that multi-club model, which seems to be an operation that's quite widespread. So I'm not privy to all the information, but it seems extremely harsh, and they qualified for Europe on merit by winning the cup, and so it's unfortunate for them.
Yeah, thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you.
Here with Ali Coote after Shelburne's 1-0 win against St Pat's. Ali, sum that up for us.
Yeah, I mean, game of two halves, I think. Thought we were good in the first half. Moved the ball well, kept the ball well. Had a few chances. Obviously got the goal. Probably deservedly went in ahead at the break. And then second half, we know that's not good enough on the ball. But I think we showed a side of us that's maybe been lacking this season a little bit, but delighted to come out on top.
Yeah, and a great goal to get at a great time as well, talk us through that.
Yeah, it did come at a good time. I think, like I said, we started the game well. Just T's obviously laid it across to me really really nicely, and I've just swept the left foot it, and I think it took a little deflection before going in, but yeah. Obviously wanted to grow on that in the game, but wasn't to be, just had to hold on in the end.
Yeah, and obviously that's a first win in a few games coming, bouncing back from the Rovers game on Friday night. How important is this now to sort of build from that and build momentum going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can take a lot from that game. We've definitely played better in terms of keeping the ball and creating chances, and but the off the ball stuff, which is what the manager mentioned in there tonight, was what pleased him. You know, keeping that clean sheet, fighting for each other, and ultimately coming away from a difficult venue with 3 points.
Yeah, I think Pats are unbeaten in the last 17 games at home, so great result for you. How is this now looking at tomorrow with the European draw coming up?
It's obviously an exciting time for the club. I'm sure we'll all be tuned into it tomorrow. You know, we'll see who we get, and we're looking forward to it. Yeah, exciting period coming up.
Great, thanks, Mina.
Cheers.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Here, I wish our guys would puff the chest out potentially more, but listen, the champions thing, the trophy's gone back now. I wish our guys would puff the chest out potentially more. It's not sitting up in there in an office and we're not polishing it every day. It's there for anybody to win, and we have to win it again. It's not ours anymore. So the trophy is gone.
I think
back.
It's a good mindset to have.
It's not ours anymore. We all start again on level points, so we're champions. We didn't get a head start this year. The trophy's gone back now. Really good position. It's a tight league. But for sure, yes, our players can puff their chest out more.
Chest out potentially more.
But the trophy is gone back. The trophy's gone for anybody's to win. It's not ours anymore.